Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on, when is it? Wednesday, the 3rd of June. Right, where to start today? I'll create work for myself, me. I think I found a new second half angle, and I started on it. Yes, well, I've been looking at it for a while, but I started on the sheets yesterday, and I'm now having to produce about 8 sheets to make this work. Flipping trauma, I make work for myself. But if it is good, I will share it certainly with probably Ultimate, but it looks a very low-risk way to make some nice profit. So I got up at 4 o'clock this morning and cracked on with that, and I'll have it done by the end of this week. I like to make a bit of work for myself. I've got no football today, nothing. Portugal's first game back. A couple of the promoted sides in those two games tonight, so I've got nothing in them. I couldn't find any value in the German game, and I couldn't find any value in the Bundesliga 2 game. So I will have a look at the Portuguese games tomorrow when the prices settle down in the morning, and I'll advise then on those. The racing selections did okay yesterday. Some couple of winners and some nice big priced places. I had a couple of emails about racing. I don't really know. I never like telling people. A great thing. I don't like asking people to do things other than art. And I don't like telling people, you know, what to do. So if somebody sort of gives me a system, I don't like to tell them to bet it or not bet it. All I do is what I do. I do not see any point with racing just coming back, these horses not having the usual runs they would have had, in diving in and expecting everything to be exactly the same. Exactly the same with the football. I can't say it any clearer than I've said over the football. Caution. I mean, I've called myself a fiddler many times, but I'm just fiddling about at the minute. I've got nothing. I'm not going all in like I would on the football. I'm not going all in like I would on the racing in normal times. Because I don't see any point. Because, yes, you may win, but if you lose, you're questioning yourself. Is it the racing? Is it the fact that they haven't had runs? Is it the fact that there's no crowds at the football? And you can't get a definitive answer. You know, you can sit there and ask all the questions, but you're never going to be able to answer it. Nobody can say for any fact that no crowds at football is affecting the results. It's impossible because we haven't got enough data. So you can speculate it. You can lose a bet and blame that because that makes you feel good, but you can't say it. And exactly the same with the racing. We're 2 days back after a hiatus of, 2 months and a bit, whatever it is, 70-odd days without racing. These horses normally would have been having runs. You know, the horses that are first time out now would have been first time out maybe in April and having their second, third run now. It is all completely different. There's no guys in running. There's no trackside punters. You know, everything, the whole makeup of the markets and everything else, is nobody going into betting shops and punting the horses early, forcing markets down like my guys would be doing, that I know. So the whole makeup of it is different. So somebody says, oh, should I go in full speed? I can't tell them not to, because if they would have won, then they're going to say, oh, you told me not to. And I'm not going to tell them to, because if they lose, then there. All I can advise is caution. I think it is. We're in a vastly different scenario with everything in life at the minute. And I can't see why betting, once again, would be treated differently. And all I'm doing is, as I say, I'm not stopped betting, but I'm fiddling around. I'm not going, oh, I'm going to have big money on this, that, or the other, until I am confident myself over the next couple of months in how things have panned out, and I form my own conclusions, not on anybody else's, of what affects what. And that's exactly how I will be. I'm not somebody who listens to other people's opinions. I will basically form my own conclusion that I think that football is back to normal, or football is not back to normal, and home advantage is accounted for in XYZ way, or racing is back to normal, whatever it may be. So I'm not, if people say, shall I carry on? I can't answer you. That's the bottom line of this sort of segment. I'm never going to tell people what to stake or what to do. All I am saying is your sporting trading career is all ahead of you. I don't get why people are always in such a rush to dive in. I know we haven't had any betting, but, you know, there's other things in life. It's not going anywhere. It's all coming back. You know, the volume is going to go up exponentially over the next few weeks. Take your time and be cautious, and that's all I can say. I put my horses up because I go through that process, but I've said if you bet them, it is down to you. I'm not taking 1 ounce of responsibility. I know what I'm doing with them. If people don't want me to put them up, then I won't put them up. It's as broad as it's long to me. I'm going to do the work anyway. It's just literally a matter of taking a screenshot and posting it, which I'm happy to do. Again, once I'm confident it's settled all down, I'll tell people what I do and how I'm going to do it. But at the minute, caution. Certainly basing your decisions on what you do going forward, on what is happening now, I find utterly bizarre, if I'm honest. Making a decision about how you're performing based on what is happening, I find it almost insane. Madness, I say, madness. But we're in a mad world at the moment, aren't we? I mean, what is happening in America and how that has escalated? I mean, the pandemic seems to have been forgotten while we deal with protests and that everywhere. And you know, rightly so. Of course, you don't want violence, but this situation is getting out of hand. And when you appoint racists at the top, and I don't care what people can argue with me till they're blue in the face, you know, Trump is a racist, Johnson is a racist, and when you appoint racists at the top, this is ultimately what you're going to end up with. And it needs stopping and it needs changing. And I'm no fan of James Corden, but what he said is right. The black community can't change it. We've got to change it. It's dark, dark times, and it's horrible to see. And of course, once again, people, you know, again, we live in this confirmation bias, don't we? The people who think it's left-wing protesters only focus on what they read and the sort of right-wing rhetoric and vice versa. Actually grow up and take a step back and see what's happening is my advice. Actually grow up and forget your political sides and have a look at what is happening. And look at a young girl whose father is not here anymore because a policeman knelt on his neck, and say how in any way, whatever political bias you may have, is that fucking acceptable? That's it. I mean, I can't believe people try and politicise this and the leaders try and politicise it. It is totally fucking unacceptable what is going on. Just imagine if that was your kid. Just imagine that and your husband was flipping taken away from you because you've had your flipping... had their neck knelt on by policemen. I mean, it's absolutely scandalous. It's scandalous that the four of them haven't been arrested. You know, the ones that were just standing around watching. I just find it unbelievable. It's horrible, horrible times. And I warned you, you know, people laugh at me and take the mickey out of when I make political views. We are watching a complete and utter meltdown at the minute, pandemic aside. And it is what happens when you put these people at the top. I've asked many times for people to give me evidence and facts as to why Trump isn't a fucking disgraceful human being, and not one person has. He is an absolute despicable, spurious individual, and I mean that because they were calling him... I mean, I've tried not to watch it because it almost gets you too depressed, doesn't it? But they were calling him Bunker Man or something, weren't they? Bunker Baby or something. So he then decided, or his team decided, that he needs to be seen out in the open, and he makes that ridiculous walk to that church and that speech. I mean, it's just, if you can't see through shit like that, then you've got something wrong with you. Absolute disgrace. And then we find out in the UK, I mean, the Cummings thing, unfortunately, is gone. Exactly what Johnson wanted, all just forget about it and move on. I do hope that you don't forget about it come the next election, but it'll probably be long gone by then. Just pretend it didn't happen, shall we? Disgraceful. And then he announces yesterday that he's taking control of the coronavirus response. What the fuck's he been doing and who's been in charge of it? I mean, it's an absolute shower, isn't it? I gave them on this podcast numerous sort of passes in March. Said, you know, we're dealing with unprecedented times. Let them see how they get on. And what an absolute shit show we are making of it. And And is it any surprise? You try and think this might make people step up to the plate. But no, what I told you in November, December, October, September, July, June, May, April, March, February last year, the guy is an absolute fucking charlatan, fraud, another disgrace of a human being, and his people around him. They've got nothing about them, not one of them. Absolutely fucking horrific what is going on. Anyway, let's move on. I had a nice sardine salad yesterday. Beautiful. I haven't had sardines for ages. But Sainsbury's now do some sardine fillets, like flat, that you can pan fry, sort of butterflied open. They've taken the bones out. You can pan fry them in literally 2 or 3 minutes, have them with a salad. So we're going to give you a little sardine salad. This is super healthy, really good, really nice. Get some salad potatoes, you know, Jersey Royals or whatever. Give them a wash and boil them and get them tender and let them cool down. Bit of rocket. All my salads will either be, I'm a romaine, sweet gem, or rocket man. Red onion, cucumber, an orange or yellow pepper, some cherry tomatoes. Get all that mixed together. And you want a dressing, which is olive oil, balsamic vinegar, and whole grain mustard. You want 6 parts olive oil, 2 parts balsamic vinegar, 1 part whole grain mustard. Just mix all that together, emulsify, and get all that salad in a bowl. And then just pan fry your sardine fillets. Literally, they take a couple of minutes one side on. Put them skin side down, really hot pan, couple of minutes, flip them over, and then let them, take them out the pan, let them rest just for about a minute. Just let them rest on a plate, and then put those in the bowl with the salad. Mix it all together with the dressing. It is absolutely gorgeous. Lovely. Really tasty fish, the sardine. So sardine salad, super healthy, very important to let them rest for that minute, just to get the moisture back into the fish from the cooking, because you cook them on a high heat. And I imagine all these supermarkets do these sardine fillets now. I just saw them and I thought, I haven't had sardines for ages, and had them in a lovely little salad. So there you go, very simple, very quick sardine salad, absolutely gorgeous. You do want the filleted ones, because you don't want all your bones in, obviously, because that's the thing, the one thing that puts people off eating the old sardine is the bones. Right, I have got horses for today. I'm going to put them on Twitter. I'm not going to pick one out just off that, because obviously I've got a list of a considerable number. He says can't find them now. I don't know what I've done with them. That's very interesting, isn't it? I've got a list of horses which I cannot find, but I will find them. And and you can see them on Twitter, and they'll be ready up pretty soon after this podcast is posted. Everything else is normal. I'll be back tomorrow with more football and this, that, and the other. Have a good Wednesday. I know I got the day wrong yesterday, or the day before, I can't remember. You should try working, some of you picking me up on shit like that. Get out and do a day of what I do, see if you remember what day of the week it is. Look on the FDD sheets, look when I'm up and about in bed, you know, while you're all snoring, have a flipping look, flipping what day of the week it is. Who cares? It's all the same, and it just rolls into another one. Right, it's Wednesday. Have a lovely Wednesday. I'll be back with you tomorrow.